This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platforms on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 5 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of this disorder and the traits. You know, not everybody's a narcissist, but the behaviors of these behavioral traits and things of that nature. Today's episode is going to be about a personal story, a personal note about don't get hope from my story. Don't get hope from my story that if you're in a marriage or a relationship with a narcissistic person, that your person can be like me. And no, it's not going to be, I'm not coming off to sound egotistical or anything like that, but so many people in my conversation, it's almost always the repeatedly same question. How does your wife tolerate you? What did your wife do to get you to go to therapy? Why was your wife worth it for you to go to therapy? And this blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. Y'all know the story. You see my comments and things like that. I try to answer them all the time. Don't get hope from me. Don't get hope from me. Because I've been working on myself for 15 years. 5 years of therapy, 15 years of personal development, Tony Robbins, seminars, things like that to work on my own mental health state because I knew that I had problems. I knew that something was going on with me. I acknowledged it from a time when I was very, very young that I knew that I thought different, that I felt different, that I reacted different, that I behaved differently, that my emotions didn't click like everybody else's around me. I'm very analytical. I'm very inquisitive. I take the world in a different way. I've always known it. I'm smart too, y'all. I'm not an idiot. You know what I mean? So in that circumstance, when you're dealing with people, like I've always known. So when the word narcissist got thrown at me by my wife in a pit of anger years ago, like, how did you find out you were a narcissist, Lee? My wife called me a damn narcissist on the way out the door when she was leaving me. It's so hard to live with a damn narcissist. And you know me, this is 2017, so I'm hot. I'm 38 hot. So I threw it back at her. You're a damn narcissist. What the hell? And I, you know, argue back and forth. She ends up leaving. I get inquisitive. I look again. Here comes the inquisitive nature of me. I look it up. I was like, whoa. You know, you type it in Google. You're like, narcissist. Bam. Google says, did you mean narcissistic personality disorder? I'm like, well, damn, I didn't mean that, but I don't know what that is. Click on it. The traits of narcissism, the 9 traits. Y'all, that's me. It provided me the answers. I told y'all I've been inquisitive onto why I acted the way I acted. And during my personal development years, during my years of personal development, I always just thought I took the teachings of Tony Robbins and Dr. Joe Dispenza and people like that. I took those in just to think that I was different. Everybody's different. You're special. The world tells you that you're special, right? Everybody tells you that you're special. So I just knew I thought I was special. I'm academically gifted. I was in IG classes. You mean AG classes. Academically gifted. Things like that. So I've always known that. And my wife, you know, it's been years. We've been married for 11 years. I've been working on myself for 15. So think about it like that. We might have been married. We've been together for 11 years, married for 7. So 4 years before I met her, I was already working on myself because I knew something was going on with me. I just did. I knew it. It wasn't a surprise to me. It wasn't a shock. You know, when I found out about narcissism and what it was, it gave me the answers to the questions I've always been asking myself. It just did. I'm like, oh, damn, that's why. Nowadays, if you call somebody a narcissist, it's a damn insult, y'all. It's not a term of endearment. The word narcissist is insulting. You don't use it to describe people you love and care about. Oh, hi, guys. This is my husband, Lee, right here. He's 6'3". He's 235 pounds. He's a narcissist. He has a degree in engineering. He's a narcissist. He has 200,000 followers on YouTube. He's a narcissist. TikTok, 1 million. He's a narcissist. You don't use that to describe them in a good way. It's insulting. That's why if you go up to your partner now with the rise of narcissism and social media, you're going to be insulting them by calling them a narcissist. Me, in 2017, I knew it was an insult, but I didn't know what it meant. It didn't carry as much weight or power that it does right now. than it does right now. The hashtag narcissist on TikTok has billions of views. Billions of views. It doesn't mean billions of people have seen it. It just means there's billions of views. So people have seen it multiple times. You know what I mean? Millions of views, definitely. Millions of people have seen it. At least millions of people have seen it. I have 2 million people that follow me across all my platforms. So at least a couple million people have seen it. You know what I mean? But so don't get hope that your person is going to receive it like I did 5 years ago when times were different. They're not going to receive it and just like, oh, narcissist I am. Oh, let me be like Lee Hammond. Nobody's going to say that. They're going to come back at you and call you a narcissist. Paint the image of you being a narcissist or a toxic person. They're going to come at you. They're not going to take it smoothly and with a smile on their damn face. They're going to take it as an insult. And they're probably going to verbally or physically attack you. And this is not just a man and woman thing. Gender is irrelevant here. You call a woman a narcissist, you're a narcissist. You call a man a narcissist, you're a narcissist. It's what it is. It is what it is. Gender is irrelevant here. Sexual orientation is irrelevant here. You know, man to man, woman to woman, non-binary to non-binary, whatever the combination it is, whatever combination is irrelevant. They're not going to receive it like me. They're going to keep going forward and things like that. So that's what I tell people, y'all. There's a less than 1% chance that the narcissist in your life will go get help. Are y'all willing to hold on to less than 1% chance? Are y'all willing to hold on to a less than 1% chance because y'all see Lee Hammack on here married with his 3 kids? But y'all are like, life is easy. Oh, he's married, so it must be better. No. Do you have a normal, healthy relationship? No. It's not normal. Our relationship is ever evolving. I'm still a narcissist. It doesn't go away. There's no magic pill. There's no workout plan. There's no 90-day juice cleanse I can do to get rid of it. This is me. I'm just willing to work on myself. The narcissistic person in your life is more than likely, 99% certain, not going to work on themselves. So again, are you willing to hold on for 1% chance because you see Lee Hammack, you see Ben Taylor on here talking about his wife and his kid. You see Lee Hammack on here talking about his wife and his kid. Are you willing to hold on to that 1%, less than 1%, because it's probably less than 1%. It's less than 1% chance. There's two of us. Two men, self-aware narcissists are here doing it. You know, there's others. I guess H.G. Tudor and Sam Vaknin, they had wives. There's four. Cluster B Milkshake, last time I checked, she was in a relationship, so she's a self-aware narcissistic woman. Check her stuff out. You know, would you want to live with Cluster B Milkshake? Would you want to live with Lee Hammack? Y'all see this stuff online. You know what I mean? Less than 1% chance. Less than 1% chance. And some of these people are already aware of who they are. They don't care. They don't care to change because the narcissism, what they don't know is narcissism, because what it is inside of them has propelled them to great heights in their life. They might be mega successful. They might be the president of a country. They might be the leaders of the free world. They might be sitting on the Supreme Court right now, taking away women's rights. They might be doing stuff like that right now. Why would they change if their life is up there at the peak and people are not going to hold them accountable? And the people are just going to enable their behaviors. Why would they change? It has nothing to do with you. It's not, well, I'm not worth them. It just made me feel like I'm not worth them trying to change for. You're not. This has nothing to do with your worth or your value. It's them. Y'all try to take.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You try to take everything from them. You be an empath and try to take everything from them and put it onto yourself. I'm not worth the change. You're not to them because they are focused on themselves. Ego first, self-serving first. Narcissistic people are trying to avoid the shame and pain that comes with altering their behaviors or taking accountability or being real with who they are. They're trying to avoid all of that stuff. They don't want to hear it. I know my shirt is kind of just messy today, y'all. My daughter, she's been on one today, but to be bear with me, I'm spitting fire. But yeah, that's what it is. My wife, well, Lee, you just trying to hold it from us. So this is the point right here where y'all able to see me come up. If you sit here and think that you can compare your narcissistic person to the 15 years of work that I put in on myself, thinking they're going to change because you think they're a better person than me, then by all means, stay in your toxic ass relationship and feel and look stupid for the rest of your life. That's how I be feeling. I'm like, y'all be trying to compare these people to me. Why? because they act like, because like the traits are similar. Why? Don't do that to yourself. Comparing them to me. There's one of me. There's one of Ben Taylor. We both have narcissistic, we both are narcissists, but we present it differently. We receive the information differently. Ben has been on a Christian spiritual journey to help him get to the point where he's at. And don't let that take you down the religious pathway of just being religiously manipulated to stay in that relationship. Stop twisting the facts and the facts around. Facts over feelings. They know what so many people, so many of y'all are throwing out there. Facts over feelings. Fact. There's less 1% chance that the narcissist in your life is going to make any kind of discernible changes to their behaviors to for you to have a happy existence with them. Probably less than 0.5%. Probably less than 0.25%. There's less than that percentage of that person changing. Why? Yeah, y'all willing to hold on to that less than 1% chance? What? You just would. You would. So if they like, again, this is the analogy right here, y'all. There's 100 glasses on your table. All of them look like that. All of them look like Sprite. They're all bubbly. You love Sprite. The crispest Sprite. They came from McDonald's. Y'all know McDonald's are the crispiest Sprites. I don't know how they do it. But these Sprites came from McDonald's. There's 100 cups of Sprite on the table, right? 100 cups of what looks like Sprite on the table. 99 of those cups are poisonous. 99 of those 100 cups are poisonous and will kill you if you drink even a sip of that. The last cup, the one cup that's not poisonous, is halfway poisonous. It's like you can't, like, if it touches your, like, it's halfway poisonous. So you still gonna get some poison in your system. You still gonna get sick even if you drank the cup that's not fully poisonous. So you wouldn't take that chance that even if you find the cup in this night, you can only drink one. You can only pick one. Because you only get one life to live. You have one life to live. You don't get a do-over. Ooh, that first cup was poisonous. Let me do it up. You don't get to do that in a narcissistic relationship. You don't get a do-over with the same person. So you're going to take that one cup, that chance of one little cup, and you still get sick. You still get sick. You don't die. You still get sick from this cup. Are you willing to take that chance? Put that into perspective. I don't take that chance, Lee. Give me that chance every day because I love them. And they love my life. Okay, cool. Drink away. Put some ice in the cup. Put an ice cube in that cup, y'all. I want to see people win. I hate when I get in my comment section. But you seem like a hypocrite, Lee, because you're telling everybody, like, I don't tell y'all to fucking leave. I say choose you. I mean, if there's some physical abuse, yeah, I tell you to leave. But if it's not physical, I tell you to choose you. Like, what does happiness look like to you? Well, happiness would be me being able to speak my mind. And this is like, can you do that in this relationship? No. What are you going to do then? I say, if you stay, this is your life. And I say that every day. If you stay, this is your life. That person is not going to change. If you stay, this is who you're going to be dealing with for the rest of your life. Are you willing to tolerate them? But Lee, how can I manipulate them to be treat me better? You can't. Y'all want to play. Y'all want to do everything except pack your bags up and leave. You want to learn how to manipulate a narcissist. You want to learn how to play their own games so you can stay with them. You want to try to teach them how to love you. You want to do every single thing except the easiest thing, the easiest choice. It's not the easiest thing to do. The easiest choice to leave. Y'all want to do everything else. How do I manipulate? You making this stuff up. Go through my comment sections. I have my biggest platforms, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. Go through those comment sections. You'll see it. People asking those questions. How do I get them to love me like I want to? How do I get them to talk to me? How do I get them to take accountability? How do I get them to go to therapy? You want to do every single thing except for working on yourself to get to the point where you can live a happy life. Don't get hope from me. God, boy, I hate seeing those comments. Well, Lee, you think you're better than I narcissist. I am because I go to therapy and work on myself. It's as simple as that. But my narcissist person is better than you. Then by all means, get out, block me and go live your life. Live your life. To the fullest extent that you can possibly live with this person that's treating you so terrible that you follow me for. I just want to empower people. I want to empower people to live healthy lives, but don't get hope to stay in a toxic ass relationship hoping that person will change because of me. Don't do that. Sending them my videos will rarely, if ever, make any difference. Again, that's that cup. That's that 100 cups on the table. You send them my video, 1% chance. One cup, half a cup, less than half a cup. You still gonna get sick. I just want y'all to raise up because me personally, I had to literally hit rock bottom in my life. And rock bottom doesn't mean change. I mean, people are like, well, how do I get them to hit? Again, y'all want to get them to hit rock bottom. How do I get them to hit rock bottom so they'll treat me better? Rock bottom came when my wife disappeared. She left. She packed her shit up and dipped. That was my rock bottom. My rock bottom moment. I was at financial rock bottom. I was at mental rock bottom. Physical rock bottom. I was overweight. And emotional rock. I was at literally at every single rock bottom. And I had to go find, like, literally found God. God helped me. God helped me. Me. God helped me. And I read the whole Bible. And I read the whole Quran. I've been working on myself. I try to pray every single night because I think I'm not here without God. I'm not here talking to you, making this video without God. I'm just not. You have to understand, I'm not here without God. I'm just not. So I need y'all to empower yourself to take the steps forward, to not look at my videos and get hope that that person in your life is going to change. Get hope that you can live the life that you want to live, whether it's leaving or staying. You don't let that person control your life. You take the power back. You take your power back and you stand in your truth. You stand in your essence. You stand in your being that God made you. If you believe in God, not everybody's a believer. Do you? Don't get hope for me. They're like, Lee Hammond Stadium. Oh, my goodness. We Lee Hammond take care of your kid. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You see me interact with my kids and whatnot. That's hard work. It's not easy being a parent and being a narcissist. It's just not. It's not. I get exhausted. I'm exhausted today. Yeah, I've been waking up late as hell to hear this recently. But y'all have to stay empowered. You have to empower yourself. You have to keep moving forward in your life. But don't get hope from me that your person is going to change. Don't get hope from Ben Taylor. Don't get that hope. I don't ramble. Oh, goodness gracious. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Thank you. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.